The Achroinim, Reb Shimon Shkop and Shari Yoshe Perek Zayin, Shari Zayin Perek Zayin, Reb Baruch Ber B'doy Melezeh B'Shem Reb Itzela, and many Achroinim discuss the Hagdorois and Shlichus. We're not going to throw all of them at you, but you know what? Maybe even before we start, technically, if someone would want to suggest a Geder and Shlichus, that the Shliach, Mamish, Kemoisoi, becomes the Mishaleach, L'choira, then you wouldn't need to say so many different things in Gedarim. Here it's about the Maisa, about the Koyach, about the Yodoy, about the... No, he's Mamish him. That would be an interesting Nakuda. It would be possible... Now it's complete. It would be possible to say one Geder, Kemoisoi Mamish. And a few people came over about this. I want to clarify that. If you would want to choose this one umbrella category, he's mamish him. So whatever connects for the koyach, for the maisa, for the yodai, for the, whatever it is, he's him. What would that effect for God be the Rambam and Tor of Neshtate? Interesting. Does that have an effect? Saying that it's kemoisei mamish would be more of a reason why therefore the mishaleach would not or yet be able to be a shaita, or it has no shaychus. No one has an opinion.
Say mamish at the time of the shlichus.
At the time of the minun.
Yeah.
But afterwards, let him become a shaita and drop dead. So fakert, you're saying if anything that kamoisei mamish would yeah be more liberal about allowing him to be a shaita? Maybe not. You could be kamoisei mamish, but with the wires. My humble opinion is that it's irrelevant. It doesn't affect. Kamoisei mamish doesn't affect the Rambam and the Torah. But you know what? The Achroinim didn't want to make it kemoisei mamish like that. And they actually, fakert, said, let every category and topic you're trying to shlichasize treat differently. And for today, we're going to go mesiras koyach yichas hamaisa. What did you want to call it? Power of attorney. Which one is power of attorney, though? Yichas hamaisa? No. I know something. I got to decide. I guess power is kosher, no? Okay. Zot Rav Shimon Shkop. By Gerushin, Kedushin, and a Chalois Kinyan, for that matter, what you're doing when you're a Meman of the Shliach is you're giving him over the Koyach. You're the one with the Koyach. Who can be Makadosh and Isha to Ruvain? Who has the power to be Makadosh and Isha to Ruvain? Ruvain! Anyone else has that power? Marvin the Gazach. Ruvain is born with that power. Don't worry. Shimon is also born with a very similar power to be Makadosh and Isha to Shimon. The shlichus is you moister him that koyach. That's the gedder. As opposed to by truma and carbon pesach, which is a maisa hafrosha, a maisa shchita. Over there, fakert, you meyachas the maisa. And you can clear, you want a mamish be meyachas just the truk and the pe'ula, and to the extent that we had a kasha that when you're sleeping in B'nai Brak, it should be as if you shechted. But in B'nai Brak, and we dealt with that as maybe a problem or not. The bomb kasha, if this is true, that the Gedorim are Cholot B'Yesoidom, so then how did the Gemara put on the table, exchange table here? Oh, let's learn out Gittin from Truma. There's a Pircha. Let's learn out Truma from Gittin. There's a Pircha. Machshava, Yichoyl, Koyach, Valkar. It's a different world. How do you compare them? Shteita, you would have been able to compare it in spite of the fact that it's a different Gedor. But an important Haysafa, Rav Shimon Shkop wants to speak out a Chiddush. That there's a nafkamina ladino in the Gedorim of Shlichus. L'mashal, there's a Gemara in Daf Chav Gimel that discusses Kachim. I'm not talking about Shritas Kachim. That's the main topic for today we're going to be focused on. But I'm talking about when the Kohen in the Beis HaMikdash does Zricha, Halacha, Haktara. The whole Avoid is a Korban in the Beis HaMikdash. It has to be done by Kohanim. Not Shchita, which is Kasher Bazaar. The rest of the Avoid is. The Gemara declares, when the Kohen is doing the Zricha, Haktara, Halacha, all that, is he Shlucha Didon? Or Shlucha Derachmana? Is he a Shliach of Hashem? Or is he a Shliach of the Baal HaKarbon? And the Gemara is Hachra on Daf Chav Gimel, and also in the Dorim, and in Gittin, the Gemara a few places. It's a Hachra, it must be, it's Shlucha Derachmana. And the Gemara says in Yesoi, it can't be Shlucha Didon. To get to Chav Gimel, you have to go back. Right? Amr Abhuna Breder of Yeshua, Hani Kehani Shlucha Derachmana. The Israel Kedai to Shlucha Didon. Me ika midi da anan loy matzin an avdin and ve'inim matzi avdi. You think there's such a thing you can make a shliach to do something that you can't do? Impossible! You cannot give a man a shliach to do something that you can't do. What does it mean you can't do it? It could mean physically you're paralyzed. It could also mean halachically you can't do it. But whatever it is, if it's something you can't do, you can't be mimana shliach. Parenthetical, don't get confused if you don't understand this. This is a cousin of a fakertavart called Eina B'tayrus. Eina B'tayrus means that the shliach has to be shayach to the inyan. Ihu loy motzi ovid is that the mishalayach has to be shayach. But sticking to that, the Gemara says it's obvious that when the kohen is doing a void in the mikdash, he's a shluach of Rachmana. It can't be anything else because it's the Bailam can't even be Makar of the carbon, must do that void, because he's not a Kayan. Must be Slufa the Rachmana. Zakr of Shimon Shkop, and here's the punchline. That's only by Mesiris Kayach. Mesiris Kayach, you have to give over a Kayach. If you don't have the Kayach, how do you give it over to someone else? You're not the attorney, how could you give over the power of it?
How not Shah is that?
Oh, 1 second.
If he doesn't.
No, excellent. I'm going to get to that.
Doesn't know how to do it, that would also count.
Paralyzed, doesn't know it, or has a halachic reason of go through Masech Tachul and 7 different things that are not able to shech, stiff all of them, afal pikin, he could be your shliach. Sai physical, sai halachically, sai anything. Why? In a yichas ha-maisa, be miyachas the maisa to that guy. Don't get hung up about the fact that he halachically, physically, or whatever reason can't do it. You can shtel it soon in. You miyachas the maisa. A big yisoy. Now he's asking that by kachem, we said it's yichas ha-maisa, I'm going to talk about that soon. But I'm talking about the avoida. It's a koyach to do avoida. It's pashut that it's a koyach to do avoida. You know, if a zor goes in and does this rikas dam, you know what happens? It didn't happen. And if a kohen did it, what's the pshat? He has the koyach. Now, it can't be zakti gemar. It must be that when he's doing that koyach, he's a shliach of Hashem. It can't be that he got that shliach from the Baal. The Baal didn't have that koyach to give it to him to be able to do it to begin with. Frek the base lady. What if it happens to be the Baal of Korban is also a kohen? And he could have done it. The gedder is taka different. There's a whole shtickle in the Beis HaLevi that the gedder of Avoidus Kehanim is different taka when the Baal HaKorban is a Kohen or not. I don't want to go there yet.
Even if it's Ma'as HaMisach, it's considered that the Zohar of the Kohen
is considered. That's a chesed. That's an excellent shayla. In 2 weeks from now, we're going to talk about it. It's like for how do you put the identity of a Mishalech back into the Shalech Lagavi. That, I don't want to talk about it yet. Could be that's good for the gedder, but Barak Kuponim, he says, it doesn't have to. You Meyachas it. Again, that, I don't want to go there. Two other nakudas, Rav Shimon Shkop says. He says something profound. When you're a man of shliach to give a get, you give him the get. He's on the way. It's a 3-day trip. He's not there yet by the ish. Is he already a shliach? Yes, he's already a shliach. His shliach is just to go do the get. You know why he's a shliach already? He was given the koyach. It was nimsad to him, the koyach. He has the power of the question. By yichas ha-maisi, you want a guy to do the maisa shchit, the maisa truma, maisa, whatever maisa is going to be. He says, you're not a shliach yet. You're pending to be a shliach. You know when you're going to be a shliach? Only at the true moment of when you're actually going to execute the action. Is this going to affect the Rambam and the Torah? Maybe.
Also shliach mitzvah, man. How does that work? The maisa, it's only for that last moment where you're going to talk that you're a shliach?
There it's anyways, Jimmy in number 66 says that it's just technical. So then Bechlal, it's not the din of shliachos. Oy bazoy, how could a shliach of yichas ha-maisa be the man of the shliach? It should be the ultimate mealy. All right, we said from the remorse, it's mealy because you're not a shliach yet. Says Rav Shimon Shkop, ready for this? The rule of mealy the memser on the shliach, that whole rule, it doesn't apply by yichas ha-maisa. I don't. You're right, it fits mealy. Mealy of yichas ha-maisa could be nimsa to a shliach. So, to sum up, I just said 3. You saw the sticker Nakudas Lechalik, where you see there's a chilik between Shlichus of Mesiris Kayach and Yichas HaMaisa. There are probably more. These are 3 to prove that it's a different gedder, to which we have a kashas in the Hakka the Gemara, even attempt to learn out from Gittin. I'm not answering that right now. But what are the 3 things? Called Iyu Lai Motzi Ovid, Shlucha Lai Motzi Ovid, is only a rule in Mesiris Kayach. When do you become a Shliach? Call us Mom, or only when you're actually Mivatzeya? And is there a din of Mili Loi Memser and L'Shliach? I'll tell you, I want to fear ice. There's a whole Havamina that if a woman would be chayef to do bris mila to her son, but she herself can't be a moil, how would she do the mitzvah? Same way a father who actually doesn't know how to mal his own kid, with a? I call the Iyu Loi Motzi Ovid Shluach Loi Motzi Mashve. What? Yeah, that's Rav Shimon's Teretz, yeah. Yichas HaMaisa. Another one. There's a whole issue of women are trying to write a Sefer Torah. Can a woman write a Sefer Torah? No, but are they mechuyev the mitzvah of Sefer Torah? So, there's one Teretz that they're not because it's a Zman Groma because you can't write it on Shabbos, but that's not for now. The past this, there's a whole shayla in the Achronim, the Shagas Aryeh, the Menchas Chinuch, why women are yet or not chayav and sefer Torah, Zokar B'Shimon, but how would they do it? They would make a shliach. It's called the Iulei Motzi Ovid, not physically, but halachically. Once again, in Yichas HaMaisa, you're allowed to be Miyachas the Maisa, and it will land, and it will be, and you know what, I'm scared of it, I'm saying, and it will be as if she wrote it. But that's no good. What happened?
Well, why did she write it?
Because only men could write it. So what would it mean? It's as if she mal her son. She's not allowed to mal her son. How do you land the Yichas HaMaisa? I think that's what he wanted to do. Okay. Questions to Langer and Knight say that. I don't deal with it. But you Miyachas HaMaisa, but I think. Now, the one main topic. What?
Varavera
is in 2 weeks.
We'll see.
What was okay, so that, again, that goes, that's the topic I don't want to talk about. The one Nakuda I'm going to talk about, Rabbi, say now, it's a big arichas, but it's be'etzim one simple shayla. When a person is makar of a carbon, shchita is ksheira bizarre. The rest of the avodah is not. How is the kohen doing this rita of the halacha? Is he a shliach of Hashem or of the bailiv? The Gemara's achra is? I have a question. Sorry for the interruption. It's not the one thing I want to talk about. Why does he have to be a shliach of anyone? Why can't it just be that? The kohen does that. Like, there was a decision. He's a shliach. Who is this mashalaya? Like, who said he has to be a mashalaya or something? But that's what the Gemara said. It can't be that he's shluchat idan because of the golden rule. What called the Iulei Motzi Ovid? What a shaleach can't do, the shliach. You can't be mamana shliach to do by the inyanim of kachim. But I want to specifically talk about shchita of kachim. Who could shecht kachim? Anyone, even a czar. Is the din by kachim that the bailim has to shecht it? That's my one simple shaila. Is there a din of shchita by bailim? Is there? Anyone has a yedi on it? Is there a din that the bailim is supposed to shecht his own carbon? Is the bailim supposed to be zayrik his own dam of the carbon? No. Even if he's a kain. As a problem, because you see, Yisrael not. He's not supposed to. Is he supposed to do the shechita? I'm going to get the karmel. Is there a din of shechita b'bayim? It looks like there's a stira in the Gemara. Let me actually say, is there anything that the Bailam has to do by the carbon? That Mamash says the din the Bailam has to do?
Smicha.
The smicha. And it's very interesting that the Gemara in Menachah says that the smicha, Sayandach Yates and Sayandach Tzadigim, I brought you both Gemaras, smicha is so inherently grained in that the Bailam has to do the smicha. The Gemara says in Menachos Daf Tzadi Gimel, he has to do it himself. He can't send a shliach. He can't even send his eved. Why would I think an eved is better than a shliach? I already said he can't send a shliach. Why would I think he can send his eved? Yad eved kiad rabbi. And then the Gemara says, fascinating, he can't even send his own wife. Even though, and we declared a few days ago, do you say ishtek yigufi legabi mitzvah v'yoysim v'bishluchai? And I asked Eilam, does it say anywhere in Shas ishtek yigufi? It actually says it in four places. The other three places in Brachas, Bechairis, and Ksubas have no shaykhs to our topic. I am shom those in Yonim. But in Menachos Sadi Gimel, it talks about ishtek yigufi. It's in this context. And it says that smicha so inherently needs bailim, if you pardon, it's not shlichasable. But all the mechubadik along the son of shlichas, even kamoy say mamish, hangs it. There's a din, smicha has to be done by the bailim himself, literally. No one else can do it. There are other things like that, by the way, that you got to do yourself. You got to come to save yourself. But smicha has to be done by the Bible. The Gemara in Menachos Daf Yotes declares, what about the shechita? The smicha has to be done by the Bible. Maybe the shechita also should have to be done by the Bible. And the Gemara has back and forth the Shaka Bataria. Ima smicha be Bible. This is, again, Menachos Daf Gimel was smicha so inherently the Bible that even Isha, Evid, or Shliach doesn't work. Even if the Kigufa doesn't work. Menachos Yotes. Ima smicha b'baylam af shchita b'baylam. So the Gemara, what do you mean? The zrika doesn't need baylam. So you see the avodah doesn't. And the Gemara says, don't tell an epsher mishi epsher. And his final the maskana, since you see by Yom Kippur it says v'shachet es par hachatas that Aaron HaKoyin has to shecht his own carbon. But that's a special din by Yom Kippur. And here's the headline. I'm this is crucial. Michlal, because maybe you could translate this differently. This is what I see here. Michlal the shchita b'alma by any other carbon. Loi ba'inon baylam. So what does it say? If I were to ask you, Shaila, yeah, you're not in brisk yet, but yeah, you learn this Gemara. Does the shechita of a carbon have to be done by the bailim? Gemara says it doesn't. Loi b'ina bailim. That's what Gemara says. Shechita loi by bailim. With these there, I want to ask a bomb kasha that the Achronim ask. There's a steer in Gemara's. And Rabbi say, this is going to be a little bit confusing, but let me try to make it as simple as possible. Is there a din by a carbon that the bailim has to shecht it? I think there's a steer in Sasugis. Menachos Yotes, what did we just quote? Loi, ba'ina, bailim. Who has to do it? Anyone. I have two Gemaras that says that Shechita needs Bailam. One is in Kedushin. Daf Mem Aleph Amud Beis. The Gemara says by Karban Pesach v'shach the Weisa Kol Kala Das Yisrael. Affect the Gemara, yeah, but not everyone's shechting it. So the Gemara must be it's a shlichus that everyone has to shecht it, and there's a shlichus as if he's shechting it. Well, who says he has to be as if he's shechting it? Let just the shofar check. Teretz says because it's a din that the Bailam has to shecht it, and over here there's a chabur of 27 people, and they all have to shecht it. So there's going to be a lundus of Shechita. So that's already a stira. Kedushin Mem Aleph says Shechita needs Bailam. Bailam needs Shechita. Menachas Yotes, Bailam doesn't need Shechita. Another Gemara, Pesachim Daf Zayin. The Gemara Pesachim Daf Zayin has a whole shaila by all Birchas HaMitzvahs, whether you make a Nusach HaBrach of Al and Le, can you do? It's a very big sugya. And I'm not going into all the nuances of which brachas we say Al. Al, Achilas Matzah. Al. Le. Lishmoy Koshoifer, Likroy Sahala, Likroy Mezuzah. There's a big balagan when you do Al, when you do Le. It's not the scope of the topic now. But the Gemara there in Pesachim starts handling, how come by Brismili you say Al? And then the Gemara says, how come when you shecht chulin do you say Al? So the Gemara says, over there you have to say Al. You can't say Le, because Le gives the connotation that you got to do it. You don't got to do it. You want to eat kosher meat, but you don't have to be the one shechting it. So that's why you don't say Le. You say Al. Fret the Gemara, that's good by chulin. But what about Pesach and any kachim? My ikala meimar zokrashi over there habaylin nitzavu dichsev. Wow, the samach yodai v'shachar. The smich has got to be done by the baylin, and the shmich has got to be done by the baylin. So you should say le. Zokimara, you do. You say le. We have a crisis now. What?
A lot of kashas.
A lot of kashas. Al the le. It's a big sugim sachim daf zayin. I just need that the Gemara is mavur that shechita of kachim is cholik from shechita of chulin. Well, a chayra shechita of chulin, you have to, you're the one that's mitzvah to shecht. So let's enjoy that nakud of the question. Sachim daf zayin says, does a bailam have to shecht? Sachim daf zayin says that by kachim, a bailam does have to shecht. It says that chesed and kachim is not like chulin. The bailam has to shecht. Kedushin daf mem aleph says that the Bailam has to shecht. And in Menachas Tzadik, Menachas Yotetzir, it says the Bailam doesn't have to shecht. Pnei Yeshua has another kasha. The Gemara says that Goyim could be makar of karbonis, carbon oil. How on the Dova. How is the Goy going to be makar of the oil? Who's going to shecht it? Who's going to shecht it? A Yisrael or a Goy? A Yid. Could the Goy shecht it? How is he going to be Yotetzir's carbon? I thought this is it, the Bailam has to shecht it. Now, Avada, even if a Bailam has to shecht it, there's a way how to do it, or there's somebody else. Shliach. We talked about that concept yet this month. So, Ein Shlichus L'Nochri. Ein Shlichus L'Nochri. Frech the Pnei Yeshua, how a Goy Makar of Karbonis. Ein Shlichus L'Nochri. How do you have a carbon by a katan? Ein Shlichus L'Katan. Sometimes katanim are part of a carbon. Sometimes katanim could be part of a carbon. You know, there's a man diomer that in carbon Pesach, katanim are also part of the chavurah. There's a man Yomah that says, Sela Beis Ovis Leiraisa, Ketanim are part of the Chabura. How are they part of the Chabura? How are they shechting? Don't tell me Shlichus. Ein Shlichus Le Katan. Actually, parenthetically, let me tell you, there's a man Yomah that holds Sela Beis Ovis Leiraisa, that Ketanim don't have to be part of the Chabura. But the Pella is, do they show up? What do you do with your kids Pesach night? You don't have a babysitter. Where are? What are they doing there?
Eating
the carbon Pesach. How? It's usher to give Katan things that are usher to eat. Is he monoi? If you hold celibate of Shabbat, right? He's not a member. He doesn't have a ticket. How are you giving him to eat from the Karban Pesach? So Tosfos says a moir the Yichidish Baruch Kivanta. The mitzvah the Rabbanon of Chinuch is more powerful than being machshel him at the isser of eating Boser Shaloi Lamuyot. Appreciate that. It's Boser Shaloi Lamuyot. What? Don't tell him. Give him a different piece of kulin. Don't tell him anyways. Give him a different piece of kulin instead.
Rebbe in the Shir in the dark brought the Shesos.
Yeah.
Bringing the Katan to the
I don't remember. Oh, in the dorm chair. Okay, catch me on that. Okay, fine. Say that. So again, we have a major problem. How do Goyim bear any connection to the Karbonis? If Karbonis is based on Shlichus, a Goy doesn't have Shlichus. How do Ketanim be part of a Karbon? Ketanim can't do the Shlichus. This is a little bit of a parenthetical interruption, way off thingy, but it's something very nice. The Gemara Pesachim Daf Samach Vos has a major conversation if Karban Pesach is like a Shabbos. there was a shaila, because Shechitas Karban Pesach, of course, is done on Yudalad Nisan. No way out of it. It's not on Tesvav and not on Yud Gimel. Yudalad Nisan after Chatzaisus when you shech the Karban Pesach. Of course, we know that if it's Chal on Shabbos, what do? It's Doicha Shabbos. But the Gemara Mitzvah in the Samach Bav brings that there was a story one time when it was Chal on Shabbos and they didn't know what to do. Hillel was the Nasi and he didn't know what to do. How didn't he not remember what happened 7 years ago? I don't know. The Yerushalmi asked it, but that's what happened. He didn't know. And B'nai B'Seira came up with this idea. It's Doicha Shabbos. There's a whole question that the Achronim asked. I'm sorry, this is a parenthetical Tikkavi Yediyah thing, but they asked that historically, if you know about the various Karban Pesachs that took place in history, the first year they were in Eretz Yisrael, the first year of the Midbar, and a few other ones, like documented cases, according to the calendar, we had worked out, it was on Shabbos. So like, what did they not know? It was obvious that they're Makar Karban Pesach. So there's a chat from the Achronim, Rabbi Moshe brings this in Achiezer, maybe a Katan shefted it, and it was Gadol Eimen al Gabav, and it was before they were Goyzim in the Rabbanah that a Katan shouldn't do Malacha, and that's how you had a Shechita, but Ein Shlichus L'Katan. Ein Shlichus L'Katan, and if Shechita's Bailam is based on what? I can't hear you.
Kill the Katan, take
the Karban. Still don't get it. Okay.
Kill the Katan, take the Karban.
You tell me afterwards. I missed it. Okay, 1 second. Rabbi, I think we have to go back to the Gemara in Menaches Daf Yotes. And it's going to be a profound nekuda, but I want the Olam to appreciate it. The Olam realizes that smicha by a carbon, who has to do? The Bailam. Oh, he's so inherent that it's mamish, the Bailam, that he can't even make a shliach. Correct? Now, at the other end of it, you know that before you shech the carbon, you're supposed to pour water over the neck. It's supposed to make it, there's a whole process, you make it wet, so the shechita should go light. Who does that? The Bible has to do that?
No.
It's just got to be done.
An
Anachri can do it. A robot can do it. Okay, what about shechita? Bear with me. Can we entertain, and have a mean at least, that shechita by a carbon is so inherently has to be the Bailam, that it's mamish like the Bailam, like smicha, and even a shliach won't help, and hangs it, and you've got to mamish do it yourself. Can you appreciate such a tzad? Can you appreciate a tzad that shchita by a carbon is like, there's no reason the Bailam has to do it, let anyone do it, as long as he's Jewish. Like it's like watering the neck, it's like no shaitas. Can you appreciate a middle level of that the Bailam is supposed to do it, like a lot of things a person is supposed to do, and there's a musaf meir, the kim chudish, the gishmak chidish called, Smichas. Now, watch Gemara Menaches. Rabbi said, please bear with me, this is Meirik. The Gemara brings in Menaches, Smicha Mamish needs Bailin. So maybe Shechita Osha should be Bailin. The Gemara says, no, by Srik, it's not like that. So the Gemara, 1 second, I have a Raya. By Yom Kippur, it says that Aaron HaKoyen has to shecht his par, over Mamish, he has to shecht it. But it says, Zafke over there, by Yom Kippur, Vais the Chois. Get ready. That by all other Karbonais, yeah, fill in the blank, yeah.
It doesn't have to be mamashim,
the middle level. And even though, pardon, it says, Shechita be'alma loy ba'ina bailin. Appreciate it. It means it's not like smicha that mamish needs bailin, and it's not even shlichasable. It is shlichasable. That's not how we learned the Gemara Menaches till a few minutes ago. Until a few minutes ago, we were quoting the Gemara Menaches, Shechita loy boy bailin. You bechlal don't need shechitas bailin at all. Gornished. What's takap shot in the Gemara Menaches? If you don't mind. A, B, C. A is that the shechita has to mamish be done by the Bailam. B is that there's a din of shechita by Bailam, but it's shlichasable. C, there's no din of shechita by Bailam at all. What's the shakla vatari of the Gemara Menaches? I give you three choices. The Havamina thought, A, it's mamish not even shlichasable. And the maskana is, no, B, it has to be done by him, but it's shlichasable. You could learn. The Havamina was, he mamish has to do it himself, and it's not shlichasable. And the Maskana is, no shakas, you don't need to buy them at all. Or you could learn even in the middle. The Havamina was that it's shlichus, and the Maskana is, no, it doesn't need him at all. But that's a world of difference. What are we supposed to quote from the Gemara Menaches? Now, the Olam has the idea, what's takap shalom in the Gemara Menaches? It's the first in the sugi in the Marma Kaim Shabbat. It's a machloikis, toistis, and toistis harash mefurish. Watch how we're going to set this up. It's beautiful. It's a machlekes toisus and toisus rush. Before I tell you the machlekes toisus and toisus rush, I want to set this up one more time. Let me even give you a spoiler. After I tell you the machlekes toisus and toisus rush, I'm going to tell you the real pshat in the Gemara Menaches. But before we do that, I want us to levek the machlekes Tyson Tyson Rush. It goes like this again. The Gemara in Menachas was saying, hey, smicha mamish needs bailam. What about shechita? And after a long drawn out thing, a diet from Yom Kippur, parishal Aaron, your mamish need Aaron. Okay, by all the karbonos, and I quote, loy ba'inan bailam. And loy ba'inan bailam has two very polar meanings. It means, you mamish do need the bailam, but it's shlichasable. I don't say mamish, right? You need the bailam, not three mamish. You need the bailam, but it's shlichasable. Or you bechlal don't need bailam. Now, when we started shir, how did we learn to set up a stira? We learned that the Gemara was saying, loy bein a bailam, you bechlal don't need the bailam to sheft the carbon. Abiyat geshechten. To the extent that we said it's a stira. In Kedushin over here, it's mashbi, you need shechit to bailam. In Pesachim dap zayin was before that you have to say lit because you need bailam. And here Menachas says you don't need bailam. So watch how it goes. First, I'll do Toisvis. Toisvis, nafkalei mid Rabbi Shua ben Karcha. Tosfos doesn't quote the Gemara in Menachas, actually. It's blatantly obvious that's what he means. L'chayra. But he doesn't quote it. Note that dear for now. And he has an interesting kasha. Very quickly, what's the makar that the Gemara here in Kedushin brought for Shlichus three makaris? Let's set them up and have them on our fingertips. From Gittin, we have Shlichus from Beshilach Veshilcha. By Truma, we have Shlichus from Atem Gam Atem. And by Karban Pesach, a.k.a. Kochim, we have shlichos from Karban Pesach, the Shach the Wise say. Why do you need all three? The Gemara dealt with why you're killing out one from one from two, and all that stuff. Frek Toisvis, Myridik, Akasha. Nafkalei mid Rabbi Shua ben Karcha. The Gemara says that the Makar of shlichos by Kodshin is from Rabbi Shua ben Karcha, Karban Pesach. The Imtoimar, Frek Toisvis, why do I need Karban Pesach? Amay lo yalef the shlichus mahani bekachim from shchitas parishal Aaron. Mid the itzruch loymer shahayi b'bayim. When the Torah went out of its way by parishal Aaron to tell you that he has to mamish do it himself. Kidach siv shachet as parachatas hashaloi. So you should be medayik mechlal the b'shar kachim loy beinan b'ayim. So how does Tosfos learn the Gemara in Menachas? Loy beinan b'ayim means it's shlichus of all. So for Tosfos, so why do you need Karban Pesach? Let Yom Kippur be the makar. Before I tell you Tosfos' teretz, let me tell you Tosfos Rosh's teretz. Tosfos Rosh asks the same kasha. And Tosfos Rosh says a Moira de Gazach. He says in his teretz, he says a few teretz, but in the teretz I want to focus on, he says, no, you missed the boat. That's not what it says in the Gemara in Menachas. Fakert, the Gemara in Menachas says that by all karbonis, you bechlal don't need Bible. It's just watering the neck. Get it, it's technical. Whoever does it, Rabbi, it's done by the Gid, let it be done. You bechlal don't need shlichus by kachim, and you don't need the shchita to be done by the Bible. I by Karban Pesach. He says, Karban Pesach is the one exception to the rule. It does need Shechita B'Bailam. And the Gemara over here deals with a Makar for Karban Pesach. Why does the Gemara in Pesachim say, Pesach V'Kachim Ma'ikal Amemar? Good question, I don't know. But that's where I see where the Tosfos and the Tosfos Rosh parted ways. Tosfos quoted the Gemara in Menachas as a source for Shlichus. That why can't Yom Kippur, by Aaron, he has to do it himself. I says other places not, because it could be with Shlichus. Tosfos Rosh says, no. By other places, not because you bechlal don't need the bailam to sheft. It's all as simple as ABC. Let me repeat ABC again.
Also, the Tzrichas of our Gemara use kachin, not pesach. Don't write
it. How are on Tosfos Rosh? Yeah. It's a good hour. It's a good hour. Is it correct? But again, ABC, when you want to focus on a carbon, a pesach, a shlomim, any carbon, is then the pshat that you do need shechita b'bailam, and wow, do you need it? Like smicha, he has to mamish do it himself. It was a happening like that. But when we get rid of that happening, now we see no only on Yom Kippur things are like that. By Yom Kippur, it's not true. You mamish need him to do it. But by other karbonis, and again, quote, loy ba'inan b'bailam. But what does it mean, loy ba'inan b'bailam? It doesn't so inherently need mamish b'bailam that it's shlichasable, or that you bechlal don't need b'bailam. Tosfos learned, it means shlichus. So he says, so let that be the makar for shlichus. Tosfos Rosh says, no, the Gemara means you don't need vilus at all. Let's go along with Tosfos now. Tosfos is bothered by a nice kasha. So why do you need a makar for shlichus by kachim? I know you can't learn out kachim from Gittin and Truma. Kachim is different. But you need a makar for shlichus by kachim? Why did the Gemara have to go to Karban Pesach? Why don't you learn it out from Parash Alarin? Now, this is a legit horror. Pesach is before. Pesach is in Parshas Bo. Parash Alarin is not the Achrei Mois. It's a good kasha. But that's what Tosfos asks. What does Tosfos answer? Interesting teretz. V'yesh loyman. The hodim imatinon mi parishal aroin hainu chatos dafka dum yed parishal aroin v'hainu taima mishan de bechatos k'siv oisei afilu bal korchoi v'hilkach kiven de isa l'kamon makriven oisei bal korchoi dinu shi yasa shliach. Aval shar karbonis the loy makriven bal karchai loy havi yadinan she yachal asher shliach iloy the nachle mi mid Rabbi Shua ben Karcha. Wow. Tosis has a kasha. On Yom Kippur it says that Aaron HaKohen has to mamish shef the carbon himself, and it's not shlichasable. He wants to be medayed that vayisoyis by other carbonists you could use shlichus. So he says, yeah, great deal. It's taka true. Okay, so then why do you need carbon Pesach? He says, herzu. The raya from Parish Aaron is a good raya, but it won't vayis on all carbonists, only certain carbonists. We're going to split which carbonists should have shlichus, which not. Let's work this through. Which carbonists would we say would be able to have shlichus? Only a carbon chatas. Why? Why would a carbon chatas have shlichus, and other carbonists I would still think don't? Why? So Tosfos says because a chatas, you force him to bring. You makriv it bal karchai. And interesting, when you do something bal karchai, does the Eilu remember by Gittin we talked about this? When something is done bal karchai, is that more of a reason why that you should be able to make a shliach, or it's not more of a reason why you shouldn't be able to make a shliach? What did we say?
Yes.
We said yes. Thank you. But let's see how Tosfos goes. Tosfos says like this. Tosfos says, carbon chatos is bal karchai. And that's the reason why it's able to have shlichus. But I wouldn't know shlichus by other carbonists where we don't force you. Now, so which way is Tosfos going? Bal karchai is more of a reason to
have
shlichus. That's a big idea. Not everyone holds like that. I'm going to soon tell you a different gear in the Tosfos. But there's even a bigger problem. There's a Mishnah in Erechin. And the Marsha asks this, the Achronim asks this. The Mishnah in Erechin says, a carbon chatas we don't force you. By carbon oil we force you. Tosfos says, by carbon chatas we force you, and other carbon is not. And when we force you is when you're not able, when you are able to have shlichus. I'm gonna talk about the Marsha is bothered. And the Marsha wants to say, I'm gonna speak out now if you don't mind, the Marsha and a base mayor. The Marsha wants to change it. He says, if anything, when it's bal karcha, you're not able to have a shliach. And he changes the gerusin. He says, davka by carbon chatas, where it doesn't say oisai, and we don't force you, so it's up to you. Wow! So then you're in charge. You're the shlita. You're the one calling the shots. So you can make a shliach. The difference between our girsa and the Marsha's girsa is on two fronts. First of all, which karbonis do you force a guy to bring? The girsa lefanenu says, which karbonis do you force a guy to bring? Chatas. Not like the Mishnah and Erechim. Like the Marsha, Pumfaker, Chatas is the one you don't force. But not more important, but also equally important, is the effect on when you could do Shlichas. Is Bal Karcha more of a reason that you should have Shlichas or less have Shlichas? The Marsha, the Girsel of Fanenu says, the fact that it's Bal Karcha is more of a reason to have Shlichas. The Marsha switches it the other way. Comes the base mayor, it's a big Arichas in the base mayor, it's in some of the Kaivets and Parshans have a base mayor if you want to look it up. He says, first of all, do you force a guy to bring a carbon chatos or not? So he says, this is a fun thing. By chatos, it depends. If you see the guy is chilled, not chilled, fuck it. If you see the guy is probably going to, yeah, bring the carbon, he understands the chaymer inyan, and he's probably going to get his act together eventually, so you don't have to force. By an oila, you right away force. But by chatos, fuck it. If you see he's not shtelling tzu, and he's mamish not, so then, get ready, you force him even more than by an oila, because by an oila you force him, but achiyem a roitzan. By chatas you can force him, and you don't even need the roitzan. So if I were to ask you, which one is more bal karchai dik? Chatas or oila? It depends. And it both? Yes. No, but it's, yeah, I know, but it has the proof. No, and if it's still, yeah, I mean, the Gabi Shlichus, why would that be in effect? I hear, especially like the Rambam, then that's really what he wants. Okay, but again, If you want to delve on the issue, which is Valkarka, Chatas or not? We seem to have a stira. Yes. On one end, by Chatas, we don't force it right away. Oila, we force it right away. But by Chatas, when we are going to force, then we force Arasa if he doesn't even have to say right side. So at both ends, it could be true. And at both ends, it could also be true, Lagabi Shlichus. Meaning, we have to decide, is Valkarka more of a reason that there should be Shlichus or less be Shlichus? You can choose your girsa. But that leads us now, I'm trying to theorize the Tosfos. Tosfos, Kasha was, why do you need a makar for shlichus by kachim from carbon Pesach? You could in fact already have a makar for shlichus by kachim from Yom Kippur. The Hainu. On Yom Kippur, Aaron's mamish got to do it himself. Vice versa, my other karbanos, Pisces learns, you got to do it, but you can make a shliach. No, so great, it's a makar for shliach. So Tysus, however you want to learn, whether you go with the Beis Meir's gears or the Mashal's gears, so whatever it is, Tysus is saying, yes, you would know shlichus, but limited only to certain karbanos. Which karbanos would you know? Like all the gears. Which karbanos would you know has shlichus already from Yom Kippur? Chatos. But you would not yet know shlichus by Oyla, Shlomim. Where do you know those from? Shlichus? From Pesach, from the one of Pesach. I saw there's a new Kohen with Mefarshim, the thumbprint one. They go to Dell with different things. The brown, light brown? No, no. What's it called? It's not Aizmah. Koilo, HaKoilo. In the back, they have a leaket of various obscure Achroinim. And I got my thumb on one of them. There's an interesting kasha there from the Mishmarois HaKahuna. He asks, you still shouldn't need a makar for carbon pesach as a makar for shlichus. You should be able to learn out all of the kachem shlichus from a triple tzara shaveh of chatos, truma, and gittin. And that will deliver everything. A triple tzara shaveh of chatos, truma, and gittin, work it out, would be able to get you a makar for other kachem as well. Because whatever you wanted to say, that maybe other kachem is not balkar chay, or is balkar chay, or whatever the kirsa would be, you can make it tzara shaveh from the other ones.
Why would the partial hour be a meal? Why wouldn't that also be a, like a binyan av, just like
the Gemara Menachos already makes that deal. I don't know. The Gemara, you see, the Gemara makes it as a deal. Gemara makes it as a deal. Which one? Yeah, but it's not kachim. So then you have gittin. So you have gittin for. Oh, that, like the Panei Shua. Yeah, that's a teretz. Yeah, then everything's locked up. Now, a technical problem. On Yom Kippur, all of the avodah has to be done by the Kohen Gadol. So I have a shtickle of aura. I saw the Achronim ask, what would be the Indian that Aaron HaKohen would make a shliach? And you're telling me by parish on Aaron he can't. Of course, it's technically he can't. Anyone he's memana is not going to be the Kohen Gadol. I saw a very, 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 very big chiddush that if you learn shlichus, kemoisai, so he is the Kohen Gadol. I don't know if I want to say that. I don't know if I want to go there, but it's interesting. Aura. What was the Havamin at the Red Door that Parishal Aaron would be able to be done al yaday someone else? Where's the Avodah b'Kohen Gadol? Klapim Advar Mamurim, this is a parenthetical interruption, but 2 days ago there was a shir taking place before she had started, and I asked the Magid Shir what was the shir about, and he said it was about Arba Paisis B'Yom Kippur, which I'll explain. Every day in the Beis HaMikdash there were four Paisos, lotteries to decide who gets certain avodas. The first one was, who gets to do Trumas Hadeshen? Did they do that one on Yom Kippur? So the Baal Amora says, of course not. Everything has to be done on Yom Kippur by the Kohen Gadol anyways. And other Rishonim say, no, the Trumas Hadeshen is the Seif Avodas Halayla, and it can be done by a Kohen Hedid. And yes, there was actually a pious of Trumas Hadeshen, and that's what the Shir was about. So I told him, just now I met him outside, and asked him, what time is the Shir going to end next week? But I said, could be you have a different shot. You would make a pious, and then whoever was zoich in the pious would be the shliach of the Kohen Gadol to do the Trumas Hadeshen. If there's no mead, and you're able to say Ad Kedei Kach, it's a shvera Torah to say Ad Kedei Kach. I don't want to go there. Now, I want to fear like something. This is a brisker vart, kachem de kavart. Don't get scared. That wasn't the point of why I just said this hakdama. Maybe, I don't know. Let me bring it up. We've been dealing with this Gemara Menachos. The Gemara Menachos Daf Yutes says, Smicha, you mamish need the bailin, so maybe shchita as well. So the Gemara says, yeah, but Zrika doesn't, and then back and forth. Ain't done an efshe, mishi efshe. It plugs in Parishal Aaron, and then gives us the headline. By Yom Kippur, Aaron's mamish gotta do it himself. But by other karbanos, and I quote, thank you for the quote, shchita ba'al alay ve'inan bailin. And how did we explain the words Shchita Ba'al Malay Binan Ba'alam until now? We said it's a Machloikis Rishonim. Tosfos learned it means you're allowed to have Shlichus. Lay Ba'inan Ba'alam. You don't need the Smicha, Iker demand, no budging, no liberal options here. Mamish in thingy. You're allowed to have Shlichus. But at the other end, how did Tosfos Rush read the Gemara? Lay Ba'inan Ba'alam. You don't need Ba'alam at all. I want to suggest that both things are true, but watch what I mean. If one were to ask you, there's a Seder of a carbon. Seder ha'avoido. You can go through with the sugyas and zvachim and yuma and psachim. The Prote Dinim, Halacha, Kabbalah, Zrika, Tara, there's a whole process, all the different things, the Halakim of the Seder Avodah. There's a lot of rules. You have to do it with all the instructions. Don't have a bad machshava, don't have pigle, don't have shalom lishma. Do the Zrika the right way, do the Hazoyas Nam with the right finger, with the right. There's a million and one details. There's the Seder of the Avodah. Now, does the Seder of the Avodah require you to do a dafka on a Tuesday and not on a Wednesday? Anyone was in brisk? I don't remember such a rule, right? Lo shema. If I were to ask you, the Seder Avodah, the Mashal, the Zrika, could be done by a Zar? The Seder Avodah, the Zrika could be done by a Zar? The Shechita could be done in the Droim HaAzara? Or only in the Tzafayim? It depends. Kachem, Kachem, only in the Tzafayim. Kachem, Kalim, even in the Doraim. The Zrika's name is on the higher part of the Mizbeach, or the lower part of the Mizbeach. Depends which carbon. There's a lot of details. I'm not going to throw out all the details. Let me just ask one basic one. Yeah, so we said the Zrika can't be done by a Zar. The Shechita could be done by a Zar? Yeah. Does the Shechita have to be done by the Bailam? Does the Shechita have to be done by the Bailam? Anyone else? Let me tell you something. There's a Gemara in Menachos. The Rabbi said this is profound. This is new. You haven't heard this yet. There's a Gemara in Menachos that says, and I quote, Shechita ba'alma loy ba'inon Bailam. You know what that means? Not Shechita. It means you don't need the Shechita to be done by the Bailam. The Seder HaAvodah does not require the owner of the carbon to shecht. Zero. Gornish. Not al shlichus. End of discussion. Not a machlekes mishvaydim. Pshat in the Gemara. Finished. We're done. We're not. But I'm going to explain. The Gemara says you do not need the shechita done by the Bailam. The same way the in Kachek Kalim, the shechita can be done on the Dorayim. And the shechita does not have to be done like a coin. It can be a Zar. And you could do this Rik even after Chatzos, not after Shkia, but you could do it after Chatzos. Hayoyim, yeah? There's rules, what, yeah, what not? The Shechita does not have to be done by the Bailam, period. Where do we learn that from? Parish Al Aron. By Parish Al Aron, you need the Bailam to do it. By other Kabbalists, not. And by the way, that's only by Karpin Chatas? Remember, Toysa said, a Knei Shtavka Chatas, not. Well, it doesn't make sense. Of course not. The chiluk of chatas was about shlichus. That shlichus al karcha. I'm not talking about shlichus. I'm telling you a basic rule. You do not need shchita b'bailam. The discussion is over. Now we're going to start having a conversation. I'm finished with the seder avodah. I'm done. You know what? Pnei Yeshua asked the kasha. How do goyim be makar of karbonis? Goyim don't have shlichus, and they don't have the shchita b'bailam. You don't need shchita b'bailam. Now I have a new question. Chaim Yankel is bringing a carbon. He was makdish a carbon, he wants to be makdish in the Mizbeah, in the Beis HaMikdash. Does the Seder HaAvodah require him that he should be the one shechting? No! But you know, it's his carbon. Maybe there's a mitzvah. You know what? You know, Yeshiva Shechetz Gavra? That's what we're doing. I'm talking about, we're talking about the Chetz of the Seder HaAvodah. But not about the Gavra. This is a guy, Chaim Yankel. Maybe he has a mitzvah that mitzvah, the Bailam, the Dinei Bailam is that he should be the one shechting. Maybe Likuva, or Akapan Zichel Lechetchila, but maybe even Likuva. Should he be the one shechting us Bailam? Not inside what the Seder HaAvodah requires. We already decided that the Gemara in Menachos made a diak, a fascinating Gemara. The Gemara in Menachos made a diak from the fact that by Parish Al Aron, over there it says, you do need it for the Seder HaAvodah, by slice, and I quote, by Shechita, you do not need Bailam. That this is the most geschmacka fun diak. Toysus didn't quote the Gemara in Menachos. Okay, he quotes it. We figured it out. We have an Aram HaKaimus. It's the same Parish Al Aron, Zer Shava, Pari. No. Toysus is not quoting the Gemara in Menachos. It's his own shtickle Torah. Get ready for Toysus' shtickle. Out of the box. We already know that the Gemara in Menachos very clearly said that from Parish Al Aron, we resoundingly said that the Seder HaAvodah of a carbon doesn't need Bailam. Goyim can be Makar of Karbonos. You know, who cares if he's not shechting? You don't need the Bailam to shecht. But then Tosh wants to know, but maybe this is mitzad the Bailam. A din on the Gavra. Maybe he should be the one shechting it. Mitzad, not mitzad the Hechshar HaZevach, not mitzad the Seder HaAvodah. Mitzad his din. Zok Tosh is on his own, mimicking sort of the Gemara in Menachos and says, one second, by Parish Al Aron it says Aron should do it. So let's be Madai. If I say that by other Karbonis, there's a din that the Bailam should do it, but that he could do it with a Shliach. And that he says, great Diyak, but maybe we could be Machalik, Dafka Chatas, and not other Karbonis. Because it's Balkarchai, or because it's not Balkarchai, depending on the Diyak of your thing. Kum Techois, what we started with in the beginning, of the Gemara in Menachos, whether the Gemara in Menachos want to learn out from Parish Al Aron, that Shechita like by Bailam, there's two maslulim going on. Chefza and Gavra. The Chefza of the carbon. There are myriad halachas in Masechta Zvach, Menachos, and Vechulei about what needs to be done in the carbon and how it should be done, when it should be done, where it should be done. And amongst those myriad of halachas, is there a din that the Bailam should be the one shechting it? There's actually a Zach of Atari about it in the Mavis Gates. And the Maskana is, no, you do not need the Bailam. Not because he has a Shlich. You don't need the Bailam. But now we want to know, but on Mitzad the Gavra, the Bailam, does he have to Shecht? Tosis Harosh quotes the Gemara in Menaches. His Havamina was that the Gemara in Menaches was going on Shlichus. And it should be a Makar for Shlichus. And his answer is that the Gemara Menaches is Bechlal not discussing Shlichus, it's only discussing the idea of Seder Avoida. You wouldn't know what his Havamina was. He's using Shlichus for Seder Avoida for the Gavra. Pick a choice either way. But in the Maskana, there's no more Gemara anymore. Tais was asking Amikai of the Gemara. He had his own Stickle Torah. And he blives that, yes, you can have that own Stickle Torah. And it's taka true. According to Tais, the carbon chattas has Shlichus. Nilman from Parish Alachim. And the Mishmeres Kahuna says, make a triple tzad of Shavah until you get to the Beishuah.